My main hero was Lightnin' Hopkins.
You know, Lightnin' had in his contract, he got X amount of money a night. I don't know what the money was, but also got a bottle of whiskey. So he's sitting down there in the downstairs of the, you know, which was the backstage of the Fresh Air Tavern, with his bottle of whiskey and a glass. And he's like getting ready. And I don't remember whether I had just played or was going to play. I don't remember. But there he was, just him and me, because I kept my guitar case down there. Jeez, I got to. So I just, you know. So we had this little exchange. And this is a true story about how that exchange went. And Brian, this is for you. No one could sing the blues like Lightnin' Hopkins. Now I don't care what anybody said. I was 15 years old, riding by the passenger window with my radio up against my head. And that's when I heard him for the first time, cutting in through the noise of the car. And my whole world turned upside down. I just had to learn to sing and play guitar. So I got on my bicycle with the high-rise handlebars, and I would ride for 20 miles on a run. I got every one of his records I could find back then. I had 11 of them by the time I was done. And I never learned to play the blues. I hope that's all right. I never learned to play the blues, but I could sing and play guitar all night. All those years later up in Seattle town, Lightnin' came through playing three nights in a row. I caught up with him early in the dressing room. Somehow I just had to let him know. So I took out my guitar and I started playing. And I made him up a song to tell it right, about the radio, the car, and all of his records, and how glad I was to meet him that night. And I sang about what he taught me without even knowing it, and all the lessons I still had to learn. And Lightnin', he just grinned. And when I was done, he told me a story in return. And I never learned to play the blues. I hope that's all right. I never learned to play the blues, but I could sing and play guitar all night. He said he was walking around the backwoods down in Texas one time when he was only 12 years old. He was carrying his guitar as almost big as he was. He was tired, hungry, and cold. He saw some people were having a picnic, and he asked if he could sing for his meal. They turned him away, he said, because he was too raggedy. He could still remember how it made him feel. Then he looked off into the distance through his dark sunglasses, and he grinned a little more just for chance. He said, now I got money in the bank back home, and they know who I am in France. And I never learned to play the blues. I hope that's all right. I never learned to play the blues, but I can sing and play guitar all night. Lightnin' died back in 82. I can still remember where I was and how I heard. I was playing the meeting place in Dublin. The local blues singer gave me the word. Now some people, they pass right through you. Maybe they leave a little mark. Some people shine like a light for you sometimes, help you find your way when it gets dark. But they say that this world is made of stories. From these stories, our songs are grown. Sometimes, you know, the songs get so big, you have to go out and make a song of your own. And I never learned to play the blues. I hope that's all right. I never learned to play the blues, but I can sing and play guitar all night.